is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
I wonder how long I can wait before I say anything. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Your dial is set correctly to USAPrepares.com. We're broadcasting live 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. Central Time from Missouri, the Ozark Mountains, Studio A. There's a link to the podcast of the morning broadcast on the website, USAPrepares.com, USAPrepares.com. And there's a link to all of your instructors on the website, USAPrepares.com. So you may contact them just by simply clicking on USAPrepares.com. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Alex is producing the broadcast in Minnesota. We've got a meetup this Friday night, Ziggy's Hunting and Deer Processing the meat. And that's 5:30, Ziggy's, Springfield, Missouri, and there's information on the website. This afternoon, I'm going to be in the studio with Dr. Norman Shealy at 3 o'clock. We're going to be talking about medicine and survival medicine and your health. So if you have your medical questions, you can call us this afternoon. Tomorrow morning, Lisa Bedford's going to be with us, the survival mom. And we're going to be talking about the top 10 food storage items and why. Right now, our class is focused on when disaster strikes, when technology fails. Specifically, we're going to be learning about grid collapse and building local resilience and critical thinking when you need it most. Our senior USAPrepares.com survival instructor, best-selling author on preparedness, and MIT engineer is in the classroom with me today. Welcome, Matt.
I was waiting for it. Thanks, Vince. It's always a pleasure to be on your show. And I guess I had a lady come up to me in Pennsylvania a couple weeks ago, and we were talking, and her eyes opened wide, and she said, you're welcome, Matt.
Class, Matt Stein's with us. Matt Stein. And he's a best-selling author of some great books, manuals, actually, When Technology Fails and When Disaster Strikes. I have them in the studio with me. I love these manuals, and I suggest that as you think about Christmas coming up and something useful that you can give to someone that they can really use and keep for a lifetime, these are two absolutely outstanding books. I am not kidding. When Disaster Strikes and When Technology Fails. And we're going to tell you how you can find them a little bit later in the broadcast. But you can always go to USAPrepares.com under the instructors section of page one beneath the articles that are current. You'll see links to your instructors. And Matt Stein is there. Matt, you know, when I was 12 years old, I began helping our neighbors by mowing lawns and cutting lawns in the area, and that turned into kind of an after-school way of earning money. And so for years, I cut these lawns and I saved my money, and except for buying gasoline and oil for the mower. And I learned a little bit about business, and I learned about machinery, and I learned it took gasoline to make that mower work. And I learned that I saved my money and I bought my first vehicle, which was a 1954 Willys Jeep, four-wheel drive, CJ3B, with a snowplow. And, you know, I purchased that at about 16 years old, and I plowed driveways, and then I had a summer job and a winter job, or an entrepreneurship. And that Jeep was a huge gas hog, got about 10 miles per gallon, even with a small 134 cubic inch four-cylinder engine. I experimented with the carburetor, and I reduced the gasoline consumption by putting in small strands of wire into the fuel metering orifice. And what I found out was I could reduce and reduce and reduce the consumption until the engine wouldn't run anymore. And here's the whole point of all of that. We're dependent on fuel. And when I got to the point where my gasoline consumption was reduced so much that the engine wouldn't work, that Jeep didn't work, and that Jeep couldn't transport me, couldn't plow snow, just wouldn't work. So here's the point. When we look at energy, we take it for granted. And when we look at even electricity, our society could instantly turn to anarchy if the power stops. Would you agree with that?
Oh, yeah, 100%. I mean, we get just-in-time deliveries. The Internet coordinates and runs everything. I mean, you know, fax machines rely on the grid, but even those are old hat. It's all email and instant and Internet. And the food you buy in your grocery store on Friday was probably on a truck somewhere going across the country on Sunday, the Sunday before that. So we got an average of about 3 days of food in each and every city in the country now. And it used to be there was warehouses with like a month's worth of food on hand in every city at any given time. And you know, that's old history. So, yeah, when the power stops, then the gasoline stops pumping. It stops refining. And you know, there's just not much you can do. I mean, a few years ago, about 10 years ago, my brother and sister-in-law were driving down through the Central Valley of California, and they stopped. It was about 115 degrees outside in the Central Valley. You know, you fry an egg in the sun. And they pulled into a gas station. I thought, what the hell's going on here? And they looked around, and there was just, you know, bunches of cars parked all over around the gas station, and there was people sitting in the shade, whatever shade they could find, and windows open and, you know, fanning themselves. And then it's like, well, you know, how come I can't pump the gas? And let's go buy a cold drink. Well, it turned out that some killer trees in Oregon had, on a very hot day when everyone was running their air conditioners all over the West Coast, the power line sagged, and they hit some killer trees and shorted out. And those killer trees caused, you know, power outage to tens of millions of people for many hours. And so my brother and sister-in-law, 115 degrees, middle of the day, Central Valley, they're stuck. They can't even buy a cold drink, a Coca-Cola, nothing, because no money machines are working, no pumps are working, et cetera. Now imagine if they're there in the middle of their trip, and instead of the power coming on 5 hours later, the power came on a week later, or maybe it never came back on. You know, think about that situation. You're out there, you've run out of gas, your credit card's not working, you got $10 of cash in your pocket, and maybe the power comes on a month later. Maybe it comes on 6 months later. You know, you're talking a very, very serious situation.
Well, Matt, you and Dr. Richard Allen Miller are going to be presenting a workshop this weekend, and let's see, you're going to be doing some book signings, what, today, tomorrow?
Yeah, we're actually, yeah. I mean, it's in Reno, so some of your listeners are all over the country. We're signing books tonight at Barnes & Noble in Reno, and we're giving a free lecture. Both Ricky Rocket, Richard Allen Miller, and myself are giving a free lecture at Barnes & Noble tonight in Reno, and then tomorrow night at Sundance Bookstore, and then all weekend we're doing a very low cost. We kept the cost way low. It's the first time joining up and putting on a workshop like this. We're doing a workshop on urban survival skills, and Saturdays, and people can do one day or both days, either day or both days, and Saturday's focus is surviving grid collapse and building local resilience. And then Sunday's focus is Dr. Miller's program he developed for the Navy SEALs. It's called Critical Decision Making. It's his Power Tools program that he developed to enable Navy SEALs to turn from regular men to supermen so that they could make snap decisions on an instant, life and death decisions. When you don't have the information on your hands, you're able to shift your conscious greatness to a different level where it just tunes into what you need to do instantly rather than trying to figure it out. Because let's face it, crisis situation. You don't have CNN. You don't have the Weather Channel. You don't have telephones. You know, things have fallen down. You have very limited information, and you have to make critical decisions, and you just don't have the information to crunch it through your computer and your brain to figure it out with your head. So at that moment, there is this incredible survival mechanism that Mother Nature has built into every single human being. Each and every one of us has it, because all those people in the old days that didn't have it, well, you know, the saber-toothed tiger got them, or they got popped in the pot by the cannibals, or died on the battlefield, or whatever. So it's built into each and every one of us. And so Dr. Miller, when he was working with Special Black Ops with the Navy and SEAL Corporation, he developed this program to train Navy SEALs to shift their consciousness in the instant to that level where that inner compass, they can see around corners and see the past and future and make an instantaneous proper decision. And it gave them a 3 sigma accuracy. That's 99%, over 99% accuracy in their decisions. Now, in the class, we're going to start out by testing people in the morning for their ability to make intuitive decisions and then testing at the end. And he says he's never seen anyone who didn't have at least 100% improvement in a single day. And with practice, you can get all the way up to that 99% category, which is like 4,000 improvement over basic, flipping of the coin or just kind of like using your head to make a quick snap decision. Really powerful stuff. People flying out from all over the country to this.
I'm delighted that you guys are doing it. I just wish I could be there. I can't because of my schedule. Dr. Miller invited me out there, and I know you did. I just wish I could be there. But for those of us that can't, you guys are going to be at the Get Prepared Expo in November 3rd and 4th right here in Springfield. And, of course, I will be seeing you guys.
That's right. You'll be seeing us there, and we'll be staying at the farm with you and really looking forward to it. And both Dr. Miller and myself will be teaching several different classes, each of us, probably 3 or 4 each. So
yeah,
people will have the opportunity to listen to us, you know, personal, up front, up close, ask us questions, pick our brains, listen to our presentations, and all that for very low entrance fee at your USA Prepares Expo.
Matt Stein's with us. And when we come back, I've got some questions about how to survive the grid collapse. And I've got questions about how you can work with your local community, what his suggestions are about food, fuel, and so forth. Matt Stein, Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com. We'll be right back.
If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. GetPreparedExpo.com. Coming November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. This year, a whopping 175 seminars and exhibits. With instructors, GCN's Vincent Finelli from USA Prepares. Plus, the freeze-dry guy, Jeff Olson, Dr. Norman Shealy, Matt Stein, Dr. Joel Wallach, Larry Pratt, John Moore, Lisa Bedford, Marjorie Wildcraft, and 50 more. GetPreparedExpo.com. November 3rd and 4th. Download coupon flyers and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Matt Stein's with us today, and we're talking about surviving the grid collapse and building local resilience. Matt, you've been on Alex Jones' broadcast and Coast to Coast AM, George Norrie's broadcast. What kind of reactions do you get when you talk about the unthinkable, a power grid collapse, something that we take for granted all the time?
What we're understanding right now is that humanity en masse is intuitively getting that we're in trouble, that our civilization, our way of doing business in the world, that we're disrupting the natural systems of the world. The profit at all cost motive is taking things down, and that we live in this very complex, giant machine of a global economy that is so easily disturbed. And so I think people are really getting it. I mean, look at the major media. We were talking last night privately about all these new shows, you know, Revolution and Zombie Collapse and Apocalypse. And, you know, it's clearly in the media all over. And you and I were sort of privately discussing, like, you know, there's people saying that, oh, this is a big conspiracy. The government's getting us ready for some kind of massive takeover. And my opinion was more like, I don't think that it's the massive conspiracy to get us ready for the takeover. I think it's that intuitively people know something big is around the corner, and they're worried and concerned, and Hollywood just makes what sells. And people are concerned, and people are worried, and shows like Revolution and these various other shows that talk about, you know, future potential for future collapse, long-term grid outages, those kinds of failures. I think people are just getting it, that that's somewhere around the corner, that we're not living in Ozzie and Harriet world anymore. And so they're worried and they're concerned and they want to get ready and prepared. And that's the kind of reaction I'm getting, is people are concerned and they're saying, what can I do for myself and my family? And on the bigger picture, when I talk about how vulnerable our grid is to collapse, either from a terrorist act such as an EMP, electromagnetic pulse, or a natural act like a solar storm, or a simple act like simply you could have 50 guys with AKs that are coordinated around the country that go and shoot out these major transformers that keep our grid going. And you know, if we lose one or two of them, we can handle it. You know, it might cause some big, you know, big short-term grid problems, like when San Diego went down and Southern California because of a transformer blew, and when the killer trees in Oregon, or they had killer trees in New York State that caused the big 50 million people out of power in 6 or 7 years ago in the East Coast, the big East Coast blackout. But if they take out 50 or 60 of these transformers, we're talking months to years to get everything back up and running. We're talking a long time. And 50 guys with AKs could do that. So we know we're in a delicate situation, and people are saying, how can we do the right thing for ourselves, for our communities, and for the country? How can we force our leaders to wake up and say, let's protect, let's get multiple redundancies here on the grid, let's upgrade the grid, let's protect things? Part of the problem is we privatized a lot of this grid that used to be public utilities. And when it's privatized, then people are dealing with the profit margin and profit motive and the bottom line and how much money they make. And when they spend a lot of money on, you know, these expensive tens of millions of dollars each for these custom-made transformers, 3-year delivery to get a single one, they spend a lot of money on that stuff. It's not making money. It's just sitting there. And that's money out of their bottom line. So unless they're forced to do it by government, or the government says, this is important, we can spend, you know, $500 billion-plus bailing out Wall Street, let's spend a couple billion making backups for the grid and protecting our grid from EMP and solar storms, so that if one of these events happen, it's not a game over event. I mean, it's a no-brainer to me.
I've got to agree with you, Matt. And, you know, as you were saying these things, I was thinking about who is most vulnerable. And, of course, people who are on life support in hospitals, they're really, really in trouble. And But people with medical problems, people who are medicine dependent, on average they have 15 days of medicine. What do they do if the pharmacy can't process that transaction? What do they do? What do you do about insulin? What do you do about heart medication? I'm Vin Finelli. Matt Stein's with us. We're going to talk about what you do on the other side of this break.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1-year plus meat eaters units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dried guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready, some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug-out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our True Cool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Matt Stein and I are talking about the power grid collapse. And we'd like to tell you what you need to consider thinking about doing when this happens. And, Matt, why don't we talk about what we should do before it happens so we're ready to implement when it does happen?
Okay, so you want to always think about resilience and multiplicity and multiple scenarios. So naturally, if you can do it, to have like a small backup generator and a supply of fuel for at least a short-term thing. Obviously, if it's a long-term collapse, your fuel's going to run out unless you have biofuel generating capacity. It's just not going to be there. So on the longer end of things, you need to think food storage, okay. Just-in-time deliveries, the shelves in the stores will be bare within 3 days, perhaps sooner. And, like, I live in Truckee, Tahoe, right next to Donner Summit, where the Donner family had their infamous barbecue where Aunt May was popped in the pot. You know, people did survive a very vicious winter where they got stuck before Donner passed by early winter snows in 1860s. And we call it the Donner syndrome when that happens. When the tourists are in town and the snow hits and the roads shut down and the trucks aren't making deliveries, 3 hours later, the food's gone. I mean, you go in and the shelves are already bare in like 3 hours. Everyone just like, oh, I better get to the supermarket before it's all gone. And so the bread, the eggs, the milk, you know, that stuff, that's gone right away. And then even the canned foods, as the day goes on, the canned foods disappear. So think that scenario. Think, plan ahead. Long-term resilience, if you're concerned with it going down for a long time, which is a real possibility, think building local resilience. Think kitchen gardens. Think being in a community, and community is really the only way to survive long term, because no one person can know and do and have it all and do it all by themselves. So think the ability to grow food and store food and the ability to trade and swap. And, you know, if you don't, a lot of people just say, well, I just don't have any money in this economy and how am I going to do this? So if you don't have the money, build your skill set. You know, when things are tough, people pull together. People who have the stuff but maybe aren't physically that strong, maybe they're older and elderly. If you're older and elderly and you have the means, by all means, stock up on things. You know, put aside food, store supplies, store medical supplies, you know, store backup power. If you can generate 10% of the power for your home with a small solar system, you can say, well, 10%, what good that going to do me? Well, it won't make a huge difference on your power bill when everything's working. But if you can just generate 10% of your normal daily consumption with a small solar system, when things are down, that 10% is an incredible luxury. All of a sudden at night, you have lights. You're not sitting in the dark. Mm-hmm. You can run the fans on your furnace. If you still have natural gas but no electricity, most furnaces won't run. They need the electricity to run their fans. Maybe you've got a fuel oil system and you've got plenty of oil there, but without electricity, it won't run that. You know, think ahead. I mean, grid collapse doesn't necessarily say, let's do it convenient when it's nice and sunny weather and, you know, the crops are in and everything is perfect. It's like Mother Nature doesn't work that way. It happens on its own time, not on our time of convenience. You know, it can happen in the middle of the worst ice storm, in the middle of the worst winter, or it can happen in the middle of, like last summer, when you guys were cooking in 100 degree plus heat day after day after day, no rain. You said fall happened at your house in Missouri on the farm in July or August, that there was so little rain that the leaves fell off the trees.
That's right.
The weeds died, right? I mean, not just the crops died, the weeds died.
The only thing that was green was the John Deere paint on the tractors.
Yeah, so you know, we're talking changing times. So, again, you know, if you don't have the money, build your skill set. If you have the money and you don't have the physical wherewithal to do a lot of this, then stock up. And there will be people who will lend you that physical strength to do that. And they'll be glad to trade their protection and their assistance for you in return for you trading some of those stores that you have the foresight to stock up. So you know, think about what you can do. Don't think, you know, very few of us are so wealthy that we can do it all. So think about what's important to do. And here's another thing to consider. When my wife, her mom grew up in Indonesia and went through the Indonesian Revolution, and her dad was a Dutch resistance fighter, just a third grade education, street smart, no money, totally poverty stricken growing up, but very, very street smart. They met in Indonesia during the Indonesian Revolution, and so My wife grew up in, they immigrated to the Bay Area when she was seven, and with the help of the U.S. Refugee Committee. And she grew up with a bunch of Indonesian immigrants. And this one lady, just beautiful lady named Dee, she just laughing all the time. And she grew up a poor farmer in the hills of Indonesia, but she came to America with this little bag of jewels and gold. And you say, well, how does a poor farmer get a bag of jewels and gold that can bring her to America? Well, during the Indonesian Revolution, people were starving. There was no food. There was ration tickets from the Japanese. If you didn't have an in to the government, then, you know, you were barely living if you were living. So growing up as a poor farmer, they traded sacks of rice and food. And each of those sacks of rice was worth a diamond or an emerald or a ruby or a piece of a gold ring. So people would take their necklaces, the rich people, and they would pry a little jewel out one at a time. And so so her bag of jewels and gold that she came to America with was funded on $100 worth of food, a couple hundred dollars worth of food in those days, was traded for all of those jewels. So think ahead. I mean, right now when things are working well, that food and stuff is relatively cheap. Think about what that food cost in trade when things fell apart. So, you know, think that in your head. Like, you want to store gold? Well, if you don't have a lot of money for storing gold, it's a lot cheaper to store food because that food would be worth a lot of gold and a lot of silver when things aren't
Matt,
going
you
down.
Can, you can buy, excuse me, pasta sauce for about $1 a jar.
That's right.
When it's on sale. And it stores for years and years. And you can buy 2-pound boxes of spaghetti for about $1.50 when it's on sale right now. And if you keep it cool and dry, it lasts years. So,
and properly stored whole grain wheat will last centuries. And properly stored white rice will last many years. Brown rice will go rancid in about one to three. But you know, if you think cheap, think dry, unprocessed foods like whole grains, rice and beans, wheat, things like that. I mean, that's the most calories for the least amount of bucks. So, you know, just use your head. Do what you can do. You know, don't focus on what you can't do. Focus on what you can do.
Matt, you met Mike Ma, and he'll be at the Get Prepared Expo. He's probably very close to Missouri right now. He left from Central America several weeks ago, driving through Mexico. And he said that he talks about skills just like you did in just a few minutes ago. And he said that his ancestors came to the United States with 20 ounces of silver, and they came to North America with 20 ounces of silver, and that's all they needed to get their start. And as a result of all that, they built a resort. They built a resort in Central America, starting with 20 ounces of silver. That's all they had.
Yeah, my father-in-law came here with nothing. No, he got. Somebody gave him a plane ticket, and he came to America with nothing. He stayed with other people, and he didn't know the language, and he only had a third-grade education. And he was on his last legs, and he had to post a bond that people, family members in Europe lent him money, and he stored up a little bit from bus driving, and he was a driver for the Indonesian consulate. And at the end of a year, he was on his last legs. He'd walked from San Jose to San Francisco looking for work, couldn't find any. He was sitting down in San Francisco, and this newspaper reporter, somehow they got started talking over a cup of coffee. He said, look, I don't have any money. And he started telling him about how he saved all these Jewish lives, and he was a resistance fighter. He'd been captured, tortured, sentenced to death, and here he was broke and broken and ready to go back to Holland, you know, as a failure, not having found work after spending a year in America other than a little bit of labor here and there. And this newspaper reporter said, you know, I got no money, but I'll write an article about you. And 3 days later, a limousine showed up in front of his broken-down tenement he was renting in a like slum in Berkeley. And this guy stepped out and said, Joseph Justin. He said, yeah, I'm a lawyer in San Jose, and I read the article in the newspaper, and I'd like to hire you. So, you know, when you think all is hopeless and there's no hope, there is always hope. You just don't often know where that's coming from, and that's where that internal guidance system can help. And, you know, you don't a lot of people are, well, don't have money and don't have much. And so you got to just make the best to do with the tools you have available at your hands. And, you know, and trust and pray and listen to that inner guidance as to what to do and what you need to do. You know, because intuitively we are getting that we're in trouble in our society, we're in trouble in our world, and that there's major shakedowns coming somewhere very close around the corner. And I can't tell you, I know exactly what form it's going to be. I don't know if it's going to be a couple of giant black swan events where it, like the snap of the fingers, everything just shuts down and falls apart, or if it's going to be the long, slow emergency where we just do cascading financial and ecological and weather-related disasters and earth-related disasters all around the world that just, you know, makes things harder and harder for society to function. I can't tell you which of those two scenarios it's going to be, but I know we all feel that something big is coming around the corner.
Yeah, and you know, we can add to that mix the economic problems that, you know, the number of people that are on welfare, food stamps, and so forth has skyrocketed, you know, in the last 4 years. So, Matt, when we get to this point, we need to have already known about things like eating edible medicinal plants. We need to know about that beforehand. And when we come back, will you tell us a little bit about how we learn about wild, edible, medicinal plants and foraging for food? Matt Stein's with us. Vin Finelli, USAPreparedness.com. And if you'd like to meet Matt and Dr. Richard Allen Miller, you can this weekend, and even tonight. We'll be right back.
Not prepared. GetPreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. GetPreparedExpo.com. Coming November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. This year, a whopping 175 seminars and exhibits with instructors GCN's Vincent Finelli from USA Prepares, plus the Freeze Dry Guy, Jeff Olson, Dr. Norman Shealy, Matt Stein, Dr. Joel Wallach, Larry Pratt, John Moore, Lisa Bedford, Marjorie Wildcraft, and 50 more. GetPreparedExpo.com, November 3rd and 4th. Download coupon flyers and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Who wants wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health. Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH drops from AlkaVision.com.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Matt Stein's with us, and class, if you go to usaprepares.com, you'll find a post right at the top of page one, usaprepares.com. It's about an event in Reno. So if you'd like to, meet Matt Stein or Dr. Richard Allen Miller, the article or post is titled Urban Survival Skills Workshop, October 13th and 14th in Reno, Nevada. It'll tell you about it, and you can click on a link within the article to take you to registration. Matt Stein's with us. Matt, you know, yesterday we were discussing something really, really simple, and that is you cannot get insurance on a sinking ship. You cannot. You cannot get insurance on a burning building. And if you take that to where we are right now, I think what the message that we've been saying is you need to prepare before the ship sinks, before the building's on fire. And I'd like to suggest that in our class, if you have any health issues, you need to get them fixed right now.
Yeah.
Or very quickly.
Don't wait on their teeth. Get those teeth fixed. You know, if you've got, remember Tom Hanks in that movie Castaway?
Yeah.
And he got on that plane with that tooth that was really killing him and just hadn't dealt with it. And then he's stuck on the island. Well, think about what you can do to improve your health. GMO foods, avoid them whenever you can. Think natural whole foods. Think improving your health. Think getting that nagging work done now while the world's still working well. Because when things are falling apart, the last time you say, well, Jen, I better go get my teeth fixed now. You know, use your head.
Yeah, there's a fraternity, Matt. It's called Coulda, Shoulda, Woulda. And don't be part of that fraternity. You know, there's so many people that I've heard. Yeah, I could have invented that. I should have done that, but I didn't.
Well, we all have some of those. I mean, 2020 hindsight. We all live by 2020 hindsight. We'd all be gazillionaires, you know, if we could have done lived our life based on hindsight. Mm-hmm. But okay, so you talked about edible plants before.
Yeah.
Let me just give you a little story here. I ask people in my workshops often. I ask people to say, how many of you have had a really good day on the last day of hunting season? And you were saying you were blown away because some people, vendors who would normally come to your show, said, no, it's the opening of the hunting season. I'm not going. And he said, what? And I said, look, Vince, when you go out on that first day of hunting season, there's four times as much game available as the second day of hunting season. And each mm-hmm. day keeps dropping like that because the animal, the game that does not get popped on the first day gets smart and starts making itself scarce. So I've had one woman and one man out of hundreds of people I've asked this question to said they actually had a good day in the last day of hunting season. The woman did the best. She had a 10-point elk in the last day, and she's quite proud of that. But most guys, it's like, no, you know, why bother going out in the last day of hunting season? It's like, you know, there's nothing out there. So mm-hmm. collapse situation, think last day of hunting season 100 times over. Think last day of hunting season never getting any better, just getting worse. Because we're in a heavily armed country. A lot of people out there saying, my guns are going to, you know, I'm just going to go out and shoot what I want. And yeah, if you get out there in the first day, you probably stand a really good chance. You get out there a month later, not much of a chance. You get out there 6 months later, pretty terrible. When the Soviet Union collapsed, all the lifeline to North Korea just dried up. Their food lifeline, their lifeline for gas and oil and spare parts dried up. You weren't part of the government. You were on your own. Every bug, every cockroach, every rat, every mouse, every salamander, gone. Every squirrel popped in the pot. Every bunny, gone. You know, foraging becomes the key then. And so think, what can I do? Resilience, multiple areas, multiple skills. Do your best, and God bless.
Matt Stein, thank you so much for being with us. You can meet Matt Stein tonight and tomorrow night, and then Saturday and Sunday, the workshop. It's got some free seminars and signings tonight. Link on the website, usapreparedness.com, page 1, Urban Survival Skills class. Above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. Coming up next, Alex Jones.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. Now, when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.